This is Wade Breath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An Indiana voter registration effort run by nonprofit Patriot Majority USA among African Americans is being investigated because some forms were incomplete. 71 million watched the third and final candidate debate, the third highest total for a debate audience ever. Several members of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors have called on the city to cut ties with Wells Fargo because of the fake accounts scandal. A former worker claimed they targeted people likely to put up least resistance, older people with memory problems, first-time account openers, immigrants speaking little English, saying it was like lions hunting zebras. Direct Action Everywhere, an all-volunteer animal advocacy group, released a video of a stealth visit to a cage-free barn in California that sold to Costco, showing dead birds and injured hens pecking others. Coalition for Sustainable Egg Supply has argued that cage-free systems have worse levels of aggression and cannibalism, leaving confusion on what is best for the birds. Ad buys before the election reveal that Democrats are spending substantially more than Republicans in 8 of 10 contested Senate races in last week's election. The controversial and now largely discredited blood testing firm Theranos successfully lobbied for a bill in Arizona that allowed laboratories to provide blood tests directly to patients without involvement of doctors who are trained to question unusual results. Requests for early ballots are down 22.3% in Cayuga County, Ohio, which includes Cleveland, compared with the same period in 2012. And they are off 12.7% in Franklin County, which includes Columbus, the state capital, according to data compiled by a University of Florida professor who studies voter turnout. In a 2014 survey of 2,000 people in the U.S. commissioned by Stop Street Harassment, a nonprofit, 65% of the women said they'd been verbally or physically harassed in public places. One in four said they had as well, who were men. Airbnb has challenged New York State regulations in court hours after they were promulgated, just as it has earlier done in San Francisco and Santa Monica, California. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.